This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you near and far, no matter where you are. Here in Brevard County on this Wednesday, when you're hearing this, at least on the radio, or perhaps from anywhere around the world that's downloaded the podcast, God bless you from your brothers in the faith and friends here in Central Florida, to all of you, Godspeed, God bless. To our persecuted brothers around the world listening to this, friends, you're in our prayers here, Godspeed, and I promise you, as always, God will always go with you through the fire. And I say that here to my brothers here in Brevard County, that God will always go with you through the fire, because it's getting a little hot in the kitchen around here, isn't it, lately? We see all of the anger of Satan directed at the people of God here in the United States now. We certainly have seen that here. It's shocking to me, and I know it is to you. Now, we're in Revelation here in our study. Let me just get just a couple of quick words about this ministry. You can follow us here on the radio. You can download the podcast at my Facebook page, which is WGOD Radio. Twitter, likewise, at WGOD Radio. Also, I'm the pastor of Island Community Church. We'd love to see you. If you enjoy these messages you hear on the radio, half the time you hear some of the sermons I preach at Island. If you like what you hear, I invite you to come out to Island. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. In the meantime, we're in Revelation chapter 7. We've been looking these last couple days here at what it means to be sealed. In chapter 7, we're looking at, in these first couple verses, the angel said, well, hold off now, don't. Hold these winds back. We see wind brings judgment. It's going to bring it again here. And these angels are commanded, hold back the wind until we can seal the servants of God on their forehead. We looked at Cain back in Genesis chapter 4 in our last program. He was sealed as well so that no one would harm him. You and I are sealed as well so that no one can harm us. You can read that. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 and 22, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, that you and I are sealed. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit of God. And a seal, according to the Apostle Paul, is a guarantee. Is a guarantee. And God, when God keeps his promises, he's not like Paul Esposito, who sometimes fail, who you got to roll the dice. If I'm going to keep my promise, I'm ashamed, embarrassed at that, but I don't always keep my promises. But God does. He always keeps his, and his promise for you is inside of you. It's a guarantee that when you leave this world, like Paul said, he said, to be absent from the body is present with the Lord. Paul said, to die is gain. Now, the promise of that lives on the inside of you. It's Christ in you. Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. He also said, it's Christ in me, the hope of glory. You have got the guarantee on the inside of you, the guarantee that your name is written in the book of life and that your own particular jaywalking on a particular day or a sin that you commit, it's not going to keep you out of the kingdom. You didn't save yourself. God saved you. The guarantee, God's guarantee, is the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Now, verse 4. I heard the number of those which were sealed, 144,000. Of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. Of the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Gad, 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher, 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Levi, 12,000 were sealed. Notice the difference here. Normally, when you read about the 12 tribes of Israel, never is Levi mentioned, because his inheritance and the inheritance of the Levites were ministering to Almighty God himself. What else do we have here? Verse 7, of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. Levi, 12,000. Issachar, 12,000. Zebulun, 12,000. Now notice the inclusion of Joseph as well. Never is Joseph listed in the 12 tribes, but his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, were the two sons of Joseph, were the ones which were always listed amongst the 12 tribes here. But here you get Joseph and then Benjamin. The list is different. Why is the list different? I do not know. I can't for a minute get behind this microphone on this radio and tell you that I know why this list is different, because I do not know. Interesting thing, what can we take out of this? First off, we can take that there are Jews. Second of all, we can take that we should literally interpret this as Jews. Now, whether or not the number is literal, I do not know. Certainly, we see these numbers all throughout this book of 12. 12 times 12. 12,000 for each tribe. 12,000 times 12. We have 144,000. So should we interpret the number literally? Perhaps. Should we interpret that they're Jews literally? Oh, you bet. You bet we should. There's no reason for us not to believe that. Now, attempts have been made to identify the 12 tribes here with the church, mostly to avoid the implication that this is literal Israel. The fact that specific tribes were mentioned and specific numbers from each tribe were indicated would seem to remove this from the symbolic and justify the literal interpretation. If God intended these verses to represent Israel literally, he would have used this means. Nowhere else in the Bible do a dozen references to the 12 tribes ever mean the church. Obviously, Israel will be in the tribulation, and though men do not know the identification of each tribe today, certainly God knows. Now, that comment comes from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. And now here's another reason why you should interpret this literal, and that is the next verse. It says this, after these things I looked and behold a great multitude of which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, all clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. All the angels stood around the throne, and the elders and the four living creatures fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, amen. Blessing and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. So now, this is why we must take these groups exactly as they're listed. The Jews are listed specifically, that this must be interpreted literally as the fact that these are Israelites, not the Gentiles, because here in verse 9, it makes a distinction. Here, after these things, the Apostle John says he sees a great multitude that no one could number, of all nations, ethnos, ethnic groups, that's Gentiles, tribes, peoples, and tongues all standing before the throne of God and before the Lamb. So again, the same as the end of chapter 6, we are at the end. We're celebrating the triumph and victory of the saints of God and the triumph and the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ. He wins in the end. Now in verse 13, here's a strange question to ask. One of the elders answered, saying to me, "Who are these arrayed in white robes, and where do they come from?" Imagine that. Why ask John this question? Verse 14, and I said to him, "Sir, you know." I guess the author of this book wanted to make this point clear. So he said to me, "These are the ones who came out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." Now, that's where we're going to have to leave it off here today. Isn't that something? You know, blood is the one thing that stains. Blood is the one thing you can't get out of thing, out of anything. You know, ketchup is right there as well. But blood is the number one thing. Once blood gets into something, it's stained. And isn't that funny? The one thing to make us as white as snow is the blood. Blood cleanses. Blood obliterates. The blood of Jesus Christ, the perfect, pure blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ, is the one thing that obliterates our sins and makes you white as snow. Do you feel sometimes dirty that you've been a sinner in your life? I want to talk to everyone out there that's never received Christ. All of you out there who are not Christians and you feel dirty. Maybe you feel guilty and dirty because of the life that you've lived. Well, Jesus Christ will make you white. That is like a bride at her wedding. A virgin bride is dressed in white and is pure. The Lord Jesus promises the same for you. His blood can and will wash away all of your sins and make you white and pure before him. Do you want that? Do you hunger to be pure, to be washed, and to be clean? The Lord Jesus Christ will do that for you by receiving him as your Lord and Savior, and turning and repenting of your sin. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Nations come.